This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 3 of Carnage Cast. This time we've got something a little bit different for you. An actual play recording of Arkham Horror. My friend Dan hosted a game of Arkham recently, and I decided to experiment with recording it for podcasting. Arkham Horror is a board game published by Fantasy Flight Games that emulates the stories and tropes of H.P. Lovecraft and other contributors to a body of pulp horror fiction that became known as the Mythos, among other names. Arkham has a reputation as a lengthy game with a high role-playing or story-oriented component. If you've never had the chance to play, sit back and listen in as we join the investigators at the start of Turn 1.
Drawing a first Mythos card.
Mm-hmm. Time after time.
It's a mystic environment.
Well, I'm assuming we can trade items between our characters right now.
Not right now.
If you're in the same place.
Yep. If you're in the same place.
And it's our turn.
Oh, well, in that case, so we'll just wait.
Oh, you start in the same. Oh, you did that on purpose. You didn't start anyway. Okay. Hounds of Tendalos and Yithians have their toughness increased by 1. Gates to Another Time have their difficulty to be closed or sealed increased by 2. The clues, my good friends, appear at the Historical Society. You are apparently
historical
the clue master.
Society.
Oh, I have some clues here. Okay. And the Artist's Colony, which is in Kingsport.
There it is.
The gate, which leads to the Abyss, opens in the Witch House. Yes. And if you could pass me the monster bag, I will monsterate. I will remonsterate.
You didn't monsterate, though. Next turn, sure. It'll be remonstrate.
We get ourselves everybody's favorite skeleton. And a nice, juicy dimensional shambler. The skeleton moves out into the street. The Doom Token goes on Nyarlathotep. Oh, yes, Nyarlathotep. 1,000 masks. There are many masked monsters.
And enjoy.
He has innumerable cults over the world. Cultists are endless. And
they all have prongas.
They all have prongas. Oh, oh yeah. Sure. You check underneath them, there's a pronga ready to go. All right. It's in a mystic environment, so it stays out until the next one. So I'm going to set it right here. Actually, that's a great spot
for
that kind of thing.
It's a great spot for it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right above the terror track.
Right. I haven't
sent
my
sliders.
Oh, no.
That's oh, my God. Herpes. Professor Arturo would be so angry. I'm going to remember that guy's last name.
What?
Arturo.
I thought that was his first name.
Maximilian Arturo.
Maximilian Arturo. That's it.
All right. Dip. Jessica, could you please move Kate to the unnameable?
Mm-hmm. This is Kate?
Yep.
To where?
The unnameable.
Thank you. Oh. She's done.
All right. In that case, I'm going to make a lore check. I'm going to exhaust and spend 1 movement point to make a lore check. Let's see if I can just rattle this thing off real quick now. And you get this. And
ooh, a carbine knife.
We're going to keep that. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 into the woods. And Charlie Kane has got a movement speed of 4 because he's riding the young Zugasimian. 1, 2, 3, 4 to Mossbody House.
He's riding what?
He's riding the young Zug because it gives lore speed and
your
will.
Companion is a young Zug?
I think it's like a supernatural marsupial.
Aw, it's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It's like fuzzy and it's eating some kind of juicy, gooey berry from an unspeakable universe.
It's probably a cat. It's probably a cat.
Charlie it's eating a cat?
Probably. Charlie keeps it in a cage.
It's purple, though.
You don't want to reach your fingers in that.
Well, it could be a cat of Ulthar. They're known for being purple. Or He-Man's cat. He was purple.
That's true. I think
true.
That's...
No, he was green.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think, you okay. know, actually, no, that's a good point. That is some sort of fruit. The Zugs have wars with the cats. Okay. Roland
it's pretty
Banks.
Cool.
What am I abilities?
Hey, Dan.
And
what the fuck is wrong with its mouth?
Dan, can I go to Independence Square?
Yeah, why?
I want that clue token.
Okay.
It's a free country. You can go
over there. I also need clue tokens, so I'll get one at
Independence Square.
I mean, you can if you want to. I'm just letting you know. Because I'm collecting clue tokens that will go to everybody.
We're all collecting true. Clue tokens.
That's
yeah,
true.
We need to
but
have,
mine
we,
can be transferred to any
place.
Really
nice. We can't use yours for our personal quests.
Oh, really?
No. We have to have
oh,
them.
I
we
see.
Can use yours for other things. We have to have clue tokens.
Okay,
I
that
will,
makes sense.
Hunter, would you pop Roland into Hibbs Roadhouse?
Aww. How many of these have you claimed? Actually, you're like, I call that your, one what's your and speed, Black Gloria? Cave and Graveyard.
Four.
So you can get to the purples.
Yeah, you can get those.
Just, I like leaving does
the,
what go I say.
The roadhouse for later because it's usually
really,
space.
Because in this game, it's usually everyone does what Dan says. By the way, I hope you like giving up every single one of your clue tokens.
That's
to
why I.
That is so fucking nice.
Dan's like, I'm just going to use this and take a couple of your clue tokens.
No, I mean, yeah, you guys will have to, like, one, kiss two, my ass three, for it, but it'll be like, I'll give you guys clue tokens.
Are we playing both characters at once?
Well, they go in order.
Around the table.
Oh! I hadn't thought of that. I mean, I need to move to. Gloria, though.
Cause, no, because you started. You, had
you
Kate
started
start.
With Kate.
So
start,
I get it. Okay.
So you then, you're the only one who splits.
Thanks.
Yep.
We told you not to.
Yeah, we were wondering why you did that, but you so generously gave up Gloria's.
We were like, don't do that. And you're like, no, I want to be on the left.
Yep.
Whoops.
I'm Wittershins, bitch. I'm crap good. Oh, yeah, by the way, this Miskatonic also comes with these handy reference cards,
mm-hmm.
which inform us that the open gate limit is 5. Mm. But since we are using Dunwich, it's 6. Oh, that's just Dunwich and In's Mouth. Okay. The monster limit will be 11. It's 10 because we're using 2 expansion game boards. The outskirt limit is 0, but it's 1 because we're using 2 gate boards. And monsters drawn per time is 2. That's very handy, actually, because looking up the monster limit all the time gets old. We also did not do this. So let me take care of this real quick.
What's what?
Our Hypnos.
Hypnotoad.
All hail him.
There was a river in my dream and a small bridge. Crossing the bridge, I saw the water in the river turn red. Clues appeared Bishop's Brook Bridge and 607 Water Street.
What the hell is that?
That's in Kingsport, Water Street.
It's there, that yellow one.
Okay.
Also, if anybody who has an encounter at Bishop's Brook Bridge gets to draw 2 cards and pick the one they like.
Nice.
Also, the other thing the Hypnos will do is that... whenever there's an otherworld encounter in Dreamlands, Lang, the Underworld, or Unknown Kadath, you get a +1 bonus on everything until the end of the encounter.
Usually, really? So
that would be, no. Oh. Dreamlands.
I'm just going to insert that into
there.
Every
card. The Plateau
no, I mean,
Rillia,
those are very personal quests.
The Underworld or Unknown Kadath.
What about them?
That's where you get your bonuses.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so that was
for like this one
me.
Single turn.
Now you. Oh, no, that's
all.
Both
of you guys went?
Daisy went here and took clues. No, that's all the time.
Oh, cool.
This thing here allows Bishop Brook.
So Patrice is going to Independence Square to get a clue token and to try to get a unique item. And then Mark, where are you, Mark? He's going...
Go call that skeleton.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Start murdering, Mark.
Undead and physical resistance. You can still probably take it.
Yeah, he doesn't have physical immunity. I'm going to attack the skeleton.
Oh, we have to do that right now.
I have to do it now? Okay.
It happens during movement phase, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I played.
This is easily the most complicated board game I think I've ever played.
Mm-hmm. It's
but
also
I've never,
really fun.
I've never played Advanced Squad Leader, nor do I intend ever to do so.
What about Advanced Civ?
I don't, they don't. That's an old game, right?
Yeah, but it's like 12 hours.
Okay, wait, so it
I've
has physical resistance.
This
is very easily 12 hours. Physical resistance.
Yeah,
so
my
it's...
fight is 13.
What? No. Can't your be. Fight is 3 or
six
4.
Plus 7.
You only get half of that.
You only get half of that because it's physical resistance.
So you only get 4.
Do I round up? Oh.
You round up. That's the one concession
so
Arkham Horror makes to kindness. You always round up.
You get 10 and then whatever the skeleton... Oh, you have to make
wait,
a...
Wait, why do I get 10?
Because you have 6 for your fight.
Yeah.
And then
four for
half
your
of your flamethrower.
Oh, only half of my flamethrower, but my innate fight is not affected.
That's right.
And you have to make a horror check first.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
To lose some sanity.
It's on the back.
Flip it over.
No, it's on the other side.
Oh, wait.
You're at will minus what?
Will
one?
Minus one, probably.
Yep.
Yeah, so... Oh, my will is 0.
So you fail.
No, wait, but I'm going to exhaust my mental fortitude to add 1 success to the result.
Awesome.
Really need that skill.
Sorry, what now?
I have mental fortitude.
That's
no, I mean,
awesome. Yeah. That is an awesome skill. We have to spend all your focus to refresh it.
That's
worth
cool.
it.
It's worth it. It's totally worth it.
It's really good because she doesn't
especially
have any health
then,
or
then
sanity
I don't have to move
on her
my
character
world marker
sheets.
At all.
I mean, once we're... Oh, yeah, you didn't take your...
Maybe we should hook her up with that.
Okay, I'll take that.
With what?
Hearts and brains.
Yeah. Oh, my hearts and brains. I forgot about that. Okay, so I don't lose any sanity.
Correct.
because I have a success. And then,
that's a great skill for
unless
a fighter.
It's overwhelming or terrifying or whatever the thing is.
Yeah, true.
All right, so then
I get 9 dice.
9 dice, yep.
And there's 1 success. I need 2 successes. 2 successes. There's 2. It is dead. I have a trophy.
And your turn is over.
My turn is over.
All right, you get 3 brains for the mark.
Thanks.
Gloria's going to the Black Cave.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go spelunking.
Gloria, you're so dirty.
All right, well, that's the end of the movement phase.
Amazing.
It's now time for the encounter phase.
Kate.
Okay, how do we want to do this? I think the person to the left should just read both of that individual's encounters.
Yeah,
so that means
good.
Who's on your left, Tyler? Hunter, yes.
Hunter.
Yeah, shut up.
Kate. Where are you? The unnameable. The ceiling beam suddenly buckles. Make a speed -1 check. If you pass, move to the street. If you fail, lose 2 stamina.
Pass.
All nice. Right.
Move to the street.
Okay. Now, Ursula, where are you?
In the woods.
In the woods. You have, I have the ribbons. Lovely.
Please let me set one of the Bronson gang or whatever it's called.
Shelton.
Shelton gang on fire with my flamethrower.
Old Sadie Sheldon, leader of the Sheldon gang, is here. Do you think you have what it takes to join my gang?
No.
You don't. If you spend at least 5 toughness worth of monster trophies or 1 gate trophy, so to join the Sheldon gang, a gang of, you know, small-time petty rural crooks, you need to have 5 dead bodies.
Yep.
The bodies have to have been hitting the floor. She accepts you into the gang. Take a Sheldon gang membership. If you don't spend the trophies, she has her boys throw you out. Move to the street and lose 1 stamina.
Nice.
There'll be no flame throwing. Sorry. God, oh, also, I think we have often done a thing where we put them face up so we don't.
Oh, really?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So face up on the bottom. That way we don't have to worry about constantly getting
the same one.
The same
one.
Cool.
So that was you. Now Charlie Kane, where'd you go?
Ma's boarding house.
Ma's boarding house.
To Xanadu.
What color?
White.
Oh,
no.
I got it. Great. How come you went to Moss?
Because it's part of my courier run.
Oh!
Why is the mayor running errands?
Because if I get $15 and get to the newspaper during my upkeep phase, I've become mayor.
Mm. So this was and the courier run's an $8 one, right?
Yeah.
That's an awesome one for you to start with.
Yeah, I start with $9 and I can get $8 for a payoff. So that's a good chunk of change Charlie's looking at.
That is over $15.
Well, it's $2 over $15.
Yeah, not much over, but, you know. Ma's full to capacity this time of year, although Ma is known to become cranky with those who steal away her business. You spend some time getting to know the guests, looking especially for those who might be of use in your investigations. You may become cursed to draw a random ally.
To become cursed to draw a random... Fuck yeah, I'm going to take a curse to draw a random
ally.
Yeah,
that's totally awesome.
Interesting.
And your ally is... Dr. Herbert West! +1 speed, +1 will. And during your upkeep, you can pay 1 focus and exhaust him to gain a stamina.
Here, West, hold my zoob. You're going to be carrying this little guy.
Herbert.
Watch out, he's a biter.
Kneel down and touch my zoob.
Well, there we go.
All right, I'm at the Historical Society.
Wow, 2 speed. This is
no,
awesome.
Sorry, I'm at Hibbs Roadhouse.
What color is that?
Charlie Kane's like motorcycle gray, fast.
Gray. You stand inside the door, surveying the crooks, drunks, and miscreants. Would anyone even be able to notice if a greater evil arose among this scum?
I am a greater evil among this scum.
The only way to ensure Arkham's safety is to act now. If you have an Elder Sign, you may discard it to seal this location.
What?
Good idea.
What?
What do you think? I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Okay. Seal up hibbies.
Wow, that was quick.
Well, we're off to a rousing good start.
How many of these do we need to seal? 5, 6?
And then, where is Daisy?
Daisy is in the Historical Society.
A monster appears and attacks as you approach the front door. Roar! Can I draw it?
Yes, you can draw the monster.
It's Bill Murray, the groundskeeper.
Shoot it with a flamethrower.
It's a dimensional shambler.
It is Bill Murray.
You will be lost in time and space if you fail.
Who's Bill Murray? Hey, I've never hit a kid before.
This ain't good. Oh, man, I should have used my Bless spell. Oh, well. Too late.
Aww.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to fight it. Let me, Actually, can I evade this? No. Let me have some dice. Okay, so I get 2 dice on my will check.
That's a lot of dip.
So I take a point of sanity. Now I'm a fight check. I got a fight of 2 plus 4 from my enchanted blade, so 6 minus 2 is 4. And I have slain it.
Yay!
Huzzah! By the way, we forgot to do the dimensional rift. That's so white.
Good.
Cross, black crescent.
Point. Yes, white cross, black crescent. I have to remember to announce those to you.
I forget. Well, you don't flip them until you need one to do that. Oh, it's not. Yeah, there it is. White cross, black crescent.
It's on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't flip them until it opens up. It doesn't actually matter. But oh, because, yeah, you can't remove any of them until the thing is open.
Okay.
Okay, that was Daisy. So, Patrice, where are you?
Patrice is in Independence Square.
Make a will minus 1 check. If you succeed, you may take Anna Caslow's ally card. Or if it's not available, 2 glue tokens.
Okay, wait, will minus 1?
Yes.
So I need 2 more of these. Do I have any other things that add to my will?
No. Oh, we're always allowed to know what's in the this deck. Is it
the boarding?
I succeed.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Anna Caslow. Here she is. You gain clue tokens when she joins you. She's also plus 1 luck.
Ching ching.
Plus 2 luck.
Sorry, plus 2 luck. The allies nice. in the boarding house are Professor Morgan, a Kingsport ally. William Bain, a Kingsport ally. Corinna Jones, a Dunwich ally. Thomas Olney, Kingsport. The Terrible Old Man, Kingsport. Foolishness, Kingsport. And Basil Elton, Kingsport. This is pathetic. I'm going to reshuffle this and draw some more. They're all Kingsport.
But it's Bane.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Well, he is. Okay, whatever.
Okay. That's and fine. Mark's in the street, so nothing's going to happen to him.
Right, yeah. Mark's in the street,
I forgot. So where's Gloria? The Black Cave.
Gloria's in the purple neighborhood, which I saw is over there.
Right. Black Cave, you stumble upon a pocket of bad air. Coughing, you struggle to stagger free. Make a will minus 1 check. If you pass, nothing happens. If you fail, lose 3 stamina because this game is bullshit.
Fuck. This is why I crank the will and not have no fight. Success.
Nice. Yay.
So nothing happens. Dark shapes at dusk. All ghasts, laying spiders, and moon beasts in Arkham are returned to the cup.
We don't have any of those.
Hmm. Which is good, because if any monsters go to the cup, the terror level goes up.
Oh.
The clue appears at the woods, so it goes... No, there's nobody at the woods. You were pushed out. And at 607 Water Street.
Oh,
the
place is getting hot.
Yes, it is. Hmm. Gate, luckily for Tyler, actually wouldn't have mattered. It opens at the unnameable. But if you'd been there, it wouldn't have opened, right?
Yep. Yeah. I was too busy saving myself from falling beams.
And,
Ooh, unknown Kadath.
Yes, and an unknown Kadath, you get the plus 1 bonuses.
Yay.
And the monsters of Kadath are Shan.
Fudge Nuggets.
And he's going to move.
Yep.
Arkle Bargle.
And a Moonbeast, who is not. He's also going to move.
He's not affected by the Mythos card anymore.
The pattern is white / triangle star, black hex.
Okay.
And Shan goes immediately to this guy.
No, if there's somebody adjacent, yeah, he will go after them.
Well then.
Bye, Kate.
Enjoy yourself with the moon beast and with Shan.
They both move?
Yes.
This is horseshit.
Do you crank your stealth as well?
Yes. I no.
Well, you'll have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I'll get to move it 1 step. She's got focus 1.
Really?
Yep.
Mm. There are people with focus 1?
Yes.
What do I have? I have 2.
Yeah, Mark 3. Has focus 1.
Oh, wow.
He's too much PTSD.
Yeah, he's also unstoppable.
Yeah, that's true.
Fortunately, Kate will go left, so you all can save her ass.
True, because the button?
Ba-dingo. Did you doom it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I'll come save you, Kate.
Doom is coming to Kadath.
And actually, I just...
No, Sarnath.
Can try... I have a move monster spell.
Is it upkeep time yet?
Yes.
Sweet.
Keeping up?
Yes, it is.
I don't have anything to keep up.
I need a weapon.
Shit. Wow, both of these are terrible.
Yes.
I don't know, Shan's not that bad.
If you fail a horror check against Shan, you are devoured.
Yeah, I know, but...
And then the Moonbeast. Any investigator knocked unconscious or driven insane by Moonbeast is devoured.
Really?
Yes, but...
Yeah.
There's no
Shan is easy to kill once you get past the horror check. And the Moonbeast is kind of tough.
Hmm. All right, Ursula.
I don't know if I can help you.
No, but I mean, Gloria is going to try and cast Implant Suggestion to move one of the monsters away.
Daisy is going to cast. Bless.
What does that do?
Casting cost minus one. Bless blesses somebody.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Who are you going to bless?
Probably Kate, in order to get past your thing.
That would be good.
So let me cast bless. Casting modifier minus one. What's my lore? Four, so I get three. Success!
I don't have any upkeep stuff.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Why are you blessing him?
Because Kate's got two horrible monsters. Improves my odds of not dying.
Although, if I was to rush in there with Ursula... Well, let's see. Exhaust before making any combat check to gain a plus seven. I'd only be able to use that on one of them.
Which one? Oh, the flamethrower?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anybody should rush in there. Kate. I'm going to try and make Kate survive, but I think she's kind of doomed.
Yeah.
That's kind of rough.
So you don't want to take everyone else down with her.
Right.
Okay.
So if you wanted to move the blessing, that'd be fine, but I'm happy to have it to help.
I mean, you might...
I think we should you leave can it on Kate crank to give up, you crank up to your survive. Stealth. You've well, got clue
I'm
tokens.
I'm going to get to sneak three.
You've got clue tokens, so
yep.
you know... You
That's can, true, I have
clue tokens. I think you have a chance of beating these monsters. At least one of them, possibly both of them.
Yeah, I could take one
I'm not going
them,
to try to fight, I'm
them.
Just going to run.
Oh, you're not going to try to fight?
No, I don't have any weapons.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
But, no, like I said, I'm going to try and move one with Gloria, and the other one I will try and run away from.
Okay.
There's yeah, I could... If someone else wants to take one of these, I could beat the other one, but I can't beat both of them.
Well, I could certainly try fighting the...
Problem is, if you go there, you got to fight both or sneak away from them.
I don't think... Well, unless you guys are... Well, you guys are actually well-armed, so if you want to take those on, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm really well-armed. It's just that the horror check could make me devoured, and I can only auto-pass one horror check.
Yep.
Yeah.
So don't rush in. Let's see.
Well, you could auto-pass the Shan.
Yeah.
And I can?
If you fail on the Moonbeast, nothing bad happens. You lose some sanity.
You lose two.
Yeah, it's bad, but...
Which is the precipice remark.
I could certainly...
I have three sanity.
When do you lose your special quest?
If I'm reduced to zero sanity, I failed you.
All right.
But it's not that bad. It just means I can never go in the graveyard.
Well, let's try... Let's... Fuck it. Let's try it. I'm going to go one,
Please
two...
Please don't fucking Moonbeast.
Three. After... Sliding my stuff around. I'm going to say that I did this before that.
Sure. All right. Moonbeast.
All right.
Well, if you're going to attack, why don't we give him the blessing?
That makes much more sense.
All right.
Kill.
So I'm going to sneak past...
You've got a crystal of the elder things, too.
I'm going to sneak... It's useless to me.
I would totally take that.
Sneak past the Shan. Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Sneak past the Shan.
I'm a spellcaster.
Two. Ha ha, that's terrible.
You only get to roll one.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Nope.
And another one.
I'm glad you had that big pile.
Oh, my God.
And another one.
That's three twos in a row, just for the record.
Yeah. There we go.
I know it was four twos, because you had
four
two
twos
with the first roll.
It's true.
All right.
Two is your number, Hunter.
Fight the Moon Beast.
Can I have the Doritos?
No.
Why are you so mean?
All right, let's see. An investigator, knocked unconscious. That's bad. Let's not do that. Will minus one. Success. And fighting it. Dear flamethrower, how are you? Oh, do I get to roll to try and get rid of my curse on its first turn?
Not the first turn.
Not the first turn. Correct. So let's see.
Same with the blessing. They give you at least one round.
Eight, nine. So seven dice. Four, five, six. And I need three successes. Well, I'm a lot better with a flamethrower. I have one failure. A lot better with a flamethrower than I am with making horror checks. So, that's one dead fucking creature.
Well, Ursula, how could I ever show
Good
my...
Good job, Hunter. You burned a toad rhino to death.
You
did.
Won?
I did.
Hooray.
By a lot, actually. All right.
Charlie's still going to the general store?
Charlie moved to the general store.
Is that part of your courier run?
Nope. But it's half. I got Moss Boarding House, Hibbs Roadhouse, and the River Docks.
They don't have to be in order, you know, but yeah.
I'm going this way and then going to the newsboard.
Makes sense.
Because they're all four away, well, except for this one.
Okay, so now it's my move then. Roland. All right, Roland needs five or more clue tokens.
There aren't that many clue tokens left in town. Don't. I know it's there. It'll take me forever to get there, though. I'll come in at Harborside, right?
Yeah.
It'll take me a little while.
Central Hill.
Central Hill?
Yep.
That's not bad.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to get there. Yeah. And movement is 4.
Looks like somebody needs a Zug.
Or a Herbert West.
Petting both of them.
They're petting both speed guys, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. That's because Hearst makes serum. Or West makes serums.
Yes.
Can make a serum.
Don't you have, like, a... You don't have a vehicle. What's it? Oh, you have a Molotov
cocktail. I have better than a vehicle. I've got Mr. West and Zug carrying
me. Dr. West. there's a clue in the graveyard. And yep. There's a clue in the Unvisited Isle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it for the area.
Unvisited Isle has had no foot
If you come up and yet. Meet with Ursula Downs, I can give you my Nameless Cults book and my Crystal of the Elder things.
Daisy would love those things.
Well, if you can give me something in return so I don't have a flamethrower.
I can give you a lantern, which is plus one luck. She has a weapon, but she can't, like, keep it for now. So she's an attack spell.
Plus one luck, I could definitely use that. I'll trade you.
I'll go to the graveyard and get this clue.
Good choice.
I was going to use my Lever of Devon for Daisy, but then I realized I would lose because you have to keep a tome at all times. So it's kind of useless to me right now. So I get on the tome.
Oh, Daisy always has to have a book on her?
Yep. Jesus. Until she passes.
She's a librarian, right?
Until she passes.
Yeah.
Once she passes, it doesn't matter. She also needs clues, and so she's going to the woods.
I have zero will, but I'm going to cast my mental fortitude.
Are you
going to
burn Shan down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I automatically passed the horror check. So.
I know. And he's kind of wussy once you get past the horror check.
Yeah, he's really not bad. He's only 2 toughness.
Kick him in the Jimmy.
That's why I took the tougher one.
I don't think so.
Although we both have flamethrowers, so.
Check for Jimmy!
And then I have 13 dice.
The way I was saying it.
Minus anything
for him. No, he has no resistances.
Nice.
I'm going to burn him down. Do you want some more?
Yeah, I do.
What's that minus number right there above his heart?
Minus 2?
Yeah.
Oh, does that mean
you have 11 dice?
11 dice. Okay.
You roll 3, so you get
only
eight.
11. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get 8 more. All right.
I don't know how you get by.
1 success.
Hope you like. I'm not the only one rolling 2s here, apparently.
2 successes.
Nice.
Huzzah!
Killed him, but just barely.
Wow. The way I was saying it, the Dixon Hill thing is, it's going to start in the holodeck, mm-hmm. but at some point it has to leave the holodeck.
Yes.
Or else there's no point in doing Dixon Hill.
Well, the holodeck, something has to go awry with the holodeck. That's always the rule.
I don't think so. I'm thinking of having infiltrators in the holodeck.
Hmm.
Chinatown, they're Romulans.
Hang on.
Nerds!
Are we moving?
Where's Gloria going?
Movement. Yes, Gloria.
So I don't need to cast the suggestion spell on anybody.
Nope.
No. You
thank you, everybody. That was
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
Yep. Gloria,
you burned him down. Well, I didn't, but everybody else did.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, wait. I participated by
Gloria is going to go to the bank. Because she's making her way up to Kingsport and doesn't want to hang out.
Wow, we have a lot of movement.
I got 4. Yeah, I got 4.
Nice.
Yeah, that is 4. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. All right, okay. Now it's your turn, Kate. What do you want to do?
Kate is immensely relieved that all these people have come to her rescue, and she's going to repay them by running into another world.
Thanks, guys.
You'll get bonuses there.
Yes. She's gone to Unknown Kadath.
All right, time for encounters. Ursula,
you don't have
one. Charlie, are you buying or encountering?
I'm not buying.
You're encountering, then.
Save my money. Because I only have $2, theoretically, to spend.
You note several items of interest behind the counter and approach the storekeeper. But as you draw near, he disappears into the stockroom. After waiting for a few minutes, you decide he's not coming back. Nothing happens. Next! I know, what the fuck? Roland is in the graveyard. You agreed to me. He's just waiting around in the store.
Hello? Anyone?
Running for mayor. Can I leave some leaflets?
I'd like your endorsement.
Look over at my Zug, and my Zug is like taking something off the shelf and packed it into his mouth. It's like, all right, time to go.
Think about carrying around like,
ta-ding.
Hooter Falwell latches onto you and rambles on about his spiritual beliefs.
What's his name?
The security thing.
Hooter Falwell?
I love Hooter Falwell. I love Cooter. Wait, no, that doesn't come out right.
You do love Cooter.
I do.
Make a lore minus one check.
You might want to edit that out, too.
No. We don't edit.
Dice.
If you pass,
we'll do it live.
Everything's live.
If you pass, was something that I wished I'd shouted it. Then somewhere in Cooter's words, you find a clue to the mythos threat.
Oh, nice.
Gain one clue token, but lose one sanity. If you fail, move to the street while you listen to Cooter ramble on about pure nonsense.
Success!
All right, you lose one sanity.
I do, but I gain a clue token, lose a sanity.
If Roland has five or more clue tokens, place Heck with it in play.
Oh, you already did your thing, huh?
First, let me read my background, then. Roland looked through his notes again. This is ridiculous. My report is going to get me locked up in a loony bin. This case has weird cults, magic spells, and the apparent end of the world. All it needs is some demented fishman or something, and all the makings of a best-selling novel.
It's beginning to look a lot like Fishman.
Yeah, it is. Well, actually, no, it's not. It's beginning to look It's beginning to look a lot like the son of Yog-Sothoth calling his father's name on Sentinel Hill. Okay. Heck with it. Roland threw the handbook in the trash. That does it. I'm just going to have to make this up as I go along. Roland's intuitive ability now gives him a clue token if he has fewer than four clue tokens instead of two.
Yeah, he always has a clue.
Always be getting a clue token.
Yep.
Wow.
And if I'd failed, I can't use my expense account.
Yeah.
Which is where you
always have
less than a dollar or less than $2.
But it only lasts six rounds and then he comes back because I'm on vacation. After six rounds, I'm off vacation. My expense account activates again.
Not bad.
You don't have... Oh, I see. Every upkeep, you put a clue token on this.
Yeah.
Once there are six, you discard it.
That's a great way to waste clue tokens.
I don't think that those count towards the thing.
Yeah, I would use keeper tokens.
Yeah. Okay, good. I've succeeded. Lovely.
Keeper,
now it is Daisy's turn in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Have fun with the shoveling guy.
Did I put...
Yeah, that's definitely helpful.
I want to make sure I put it upside down.
Why do I always have junk food in my mouth? And it's
Jess gave it to me, and then I put it upside down.
Oh. Yeah.
You have impeccable timing.
Yep.
Hearing someone approach, you quickly climb a tree. It turns out to be several members of the Sheldon gang. Nervously,
what were we saying about Scooby-Doo?
You listen as they start talking directly under the tree you're in. Pass a sneak minus two check to remain unnoticed and gain two clue tokens. If you fail, they notice you and beat the tar out of you. Lose two stamina.
Ouch.
I think Daisy was a smoker.
Sneak minus two.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with that.
It means I got to spend two clue tokens just to sneak.
Two?
Yeah, my sneak is one.
I'll let you spend some of my clue tokens.
Spend some.
Oh, all right.
I thought clue tokens started you off at one, no matter how far into the negative you'd gone.
No,
I think you're right.
Really? I think so.
I think you are right.
That's the way I've been.
All right, I'm gonna spend one clue token. I'll spend one of your clue tokens. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So you get to roll two dice?
Just one.
And then you hear the strains of a violin on the wind. Suddenly we feel sneakier.
So I get two clue tokens.
This is a sneaky song.
I get two clue tokens.
Play music to become quieter.
Thank you, Bard. Sneakily, sneakily, we march coming along. Yeah.
Wasn't that in the Gamers?
It was from Order of the Stick.
Order of the Stick has an awful lot of Elan singing.
Bluff, bluff, bluff the stupid ogre.
I get two, right?
Yeah, you do.
Nice.
Well done, you.
Hold on.
I mean, me.
One moment.
Oh, good God.
Oh, no, now she did her thing, too? Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it is. Daisy struggled to control her panic. It was delivered in a large crate this morning. It was sitting on my desk. Carol shrugged me. Like, I'm sorry, Miss Walker, but I didn't see anything. It was a real busy day. Do you have any idea? She stopped. How could Carol have known how dangerous that book might be? Forget about it, Carol. I'll try. When I get six or more clue tokens, I get to put Book of Secrets into play. The walls were covered with notes and sketches.
Off.
Daisy entered cautiously, wading through an ankle-deep layer of torn, crumpled paper. There was a hollow wooden thud as her toe kicked the crate that had once housed the book. Quickly, she began tearing through the paper till at last the ancient book was recovered. I get the first tome from the unique item deck.
Nice.
Hey, Dan, can I have some money?
Yes.
Sweet, because Patrice Hathaway, to get her thing, she has to
gain... It's the Necro-fucking-omicon.
Nice.
I never lose sanity from reading a tome, by the way.
Yes. That's what makes Daisy hot.
Yeah.
Aside from the portrait.
Yeah, she's pretty cute. Yeah.
She's got Shan, like, lurking behind her, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Is that a Shan? I thought it was just generic ghosty thing.
Yeah, but Shan kind of looks like a generic ghosty thing. Look,
There's a tentacle thing coming up behind her that's definitely not a ghost.
Yeah, Shan's like a ghosty thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Shan kind of looks like a bug.
Okay, so it's something.
But
else
yeah, Dan, I need to draw two unique items.
And the tentacle coming up behind her is that thing's tongue.
Tasty.
Nice.
Yes, where are you? You're way the hell up there.
Wait, what? Patrice?
Yeah,
Patrice is currently in the curiosity
shop. You need a
shop.
Lot of money. How much do you have? You only have $2?
Yeah, but I'm just going to do an encounter for now. But okay. I would like to borrow some money.
I will move my way over there with Roland.
Mark's in the street, right? So it's just going to be Patrice.
Yeah.
In the curiosity shop,
reshuffling me.
A sale takes place. All players may participate. Turn over the top two common item cards and the top two unique item cards. Any player may buy one or more of these cards for a list price. If there's a disagreement over who gets the buyer's card, Jessica decides. Any items sold are discarded. Any items not sold are discarded.
All right, what do we got?
All right, we have the Warning Mirror, plus two to luck checks, $4.
You should buy the $1. Oh, it's not a unique item.
It's not.
The I don't ancient, have $4.
The Ancient no, Tablet.
The $1.
The Ancient Tablet. Spend 3 movement points and discard it to roll 2 dice. For every success, roll 1 spell. For every failure, 2 clues, $8. Research Materials. Any phase, discard it instead of spending a clue token, $1. And the 45 Automatic, plus 4 to combat checks, $5.
What is this?
Anybody want to buy anything?
It was an automatic, $5.
Mm. I'll buy the research materials if nobody minds.
I'll buy those also if nobody gets after them.
I think I'm going to buy the gun.
Okay. Does anybody else want to buy the gun?
Nope.
All right. You're going to buy the research materials?
Thank you.
Yep.
That's fine. We can't pool money, can we?
No.
Otherwise, totally would.
Thank you. The best part about this is it didn't stipulate players in Arkham.
Yeah.
It's true.
It didn't.
I can't afford any of this stuff, so...
You have to draw the unique items? Can I see your
quest? I have to draw the unique items, yeah. So I'm just going to... My plan is to, like, just go around and try to get random item encounters. But if someone could give me some money, I'd be really happy.
I'm trying to think if I want this ancient. No, I couldn't make it up to you very easily. Warning Mirror. Plus two to luck checks. That's kind of good.
Yeah, it's nice to have extra luck. That's, like, basically that's having Anna Caslow.
Daisy's going to buy that.
I just realized I have a credit rating. Can I have a book? Because I really only spent 4 instead of... 5. Yeah. No, I spent 3 instead of 5.
The credit rating is great skill. Yes. I also need $1 back.
In Call of Cthulhu and Arkham Horror.
I was going to give you money. I can still do that.
Yeah, let's meet up next round and then you can give me money.
Because I just spent 4, but she wasn't the one who was going to give you money.
Yeah.
Patrice just wants a sugar mama.
Yeah.
She's going to get a sugar
fan. Patrice just wants to... Well, because if I fail, then...
It's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. I lose if I'm knocked unconscious or driven insane.
Okay.
And if that happens, then every time I use the inspiring ability, I will lose 1 sanity or stamina per clue token.
It makes you so you use that stuff when there's an emergency instead of here's some clues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have money, but I'm gonna end up spending.
Did you go yet, Gloria?
No, Gloria needs a bank encounter.
Bank. Where is Elbanco?
In the White Road.
The white neighborhood.
Bank of Arkham. You've miscounted, says the teller, recounting your deposit and demonstrating that, sure enough, you had $2 more than you thought. Gain $2.
Oh, that's
$2.
Nice.
$2. Okay. Oh. And then Kate is in another world, which is yellow-red. And she gets her choice. No, not choice. That's Gloria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the Kate bonus? Cut-off bonus?
Plus one to all skill checks.
Okay.
But you're in another world.
Yeah.
It applies there, too.
That's what I mean.
It doesn't apply to another world. It applies to Dreamlands, Plateau, Underworld.
Oh, I thought it applied to Unknown Kadath.
You're an Unknown Kadath?
Oh, I thought you were in another world.
No, sir.
Another world, but it's not another.
I'm not getting trapped
in that. Isn't that another time?
It's another time. I hate you all. You're in Unknown Kadath. I'm reading that one.
Yes.
In response to your pitiful knocking, the massive gate of the Castle of the Great Old One swings wide. Lose 1 stamina and 1 sanity. If you are devoured as a result, the Ancient One immediately awakens.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That was a good thing to have my first loss on. Alright, that's it?
Wow, yeah. That was not a good card in any way.
Okay. This is why Gloria should go.
At best, you would have been delayed.
Yeah. Well, that was fine, then.
Yeah, that was much better than...
Is it Mythos time?
Mythodulation?
Yes, it is. Grave Robert's Strike.
Remember, it's gate first.
Does it really matter?
No.
A little bit.
All right, fine. Historical Society. It leads to Unknown Kadath.
Yay!
It has our friends. A Yithian, who has plus 1 toughness because of the time after time environments. That's... And the Black Man.
Oh, shit.
Who will not be living in the white neighborhood. Clearly. Oh, he'll move, though.
Is this game racist?
No.
Yes.
Lovecraft was.
Lovecraft was kind of racist.
He was a product of his time. He's super racist.
He had his moments when he wasn't.
No, he was super racist.
He bitched and moaned about Jews constantly and then married one.
Yeah, but it didn't last.
No one was going to last marrying Howard Lovecraft, man. Okay, now can we do the thing?
And it's Kluto.
Oh, yes, Klutokin. The Klutokin's in the Congregational Hospital. That's in Kingsport.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, it's a crescent. It's white crescent, black plus.
So both of these guys move?
No. I'll get to the movement afterwards. Anyway, Grave Robber Strike. Unfortunately for them, they release two monsters into the Central Hill streets.
Fudge.
They release a ghost and a Lang Spider.
Where's the Sentinel Hill Street?
Central Hill.
Oh.
Sentinel Hill is different.
Yep. All right, movements. The black man moves. Does he have anything funny with movement? He does not. He's here.
Should Mark go up there and start taking care of?
Are there any crescents or pluses?
These guys are both bad.
Not here that it would move.
Correct. All right.
Good. I don't know. We'll see.
The Ithian ain't so horrible, is he? Lost in time and space. That's not so bad.
That's not as bad as...
I remember Lang Spiders being worse than this. They're only two toughness.
For some reason, they seem to be hard to kill.
Yeah.
The black man is irritating. You can't kill him.
Ever?
Yeah. No, he's endless.
A, he's endless, and B, you never fight him. He always goes back to the cup after the horror check.
Oh.
Right?
What happens
yeah.
if you, does something happen if you fail the horror check?
Yeah. Well, no. So before you make a horror check, you must pass a luck minus one check or be devoured.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you pass, gain two clue tokens. In either case, return the black man to the cup.
Now, at present, just
where
want
was
to
he?
Say,
Southside?
Daisy Walker, who's right nearby, has plus three luck from her items.
Oh. Mm. How? What's your starting luck?
My starting luck is currently two. It could be up to four. Mm. So that would give me a seven luck. Is it luck minus two check? Six dice. So I'm thinking I'm just going to go pop the black man.
I think you should do that.
Well, yeah. Ursula Downs can get her luck up to four this turn, and she's blessed, which will roll for it. Oh, wait. No, she gets to keep it this turn.
What's our gig limit?
Five.
Five, okay.
We got to start closing.
Yeah.
We got, what, three open gates?
Yeah, three turns.
All right. Well, you're going to close a gate.
Fingers crossed. In two turns.
We didn't get Relia yet, right?
No. What's that?
On the Abyss.
Yeah. What's the symbol on that? You can actually... We got triangle and slash on the symbols. So if you do this one, you can flush the Ithian.
That's good.
And if you do this... If you come out through this one, you can flush the Lang Spider.
Keep it in mind. I just want to get the Lang Spider out of Gloria's way so she needs 6 or 7 more.
True, but if you come out through here, you got to deal with you.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Gloria has... Kate's got a gun, but I wouldn't want to test it anyways.
Yeah, she got a gun while on the Plateau of Lang buying it at the Curiosity Shop.
Hey, man, FedEx goes everywhere.
And they do.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was probably...
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
Number two guards, getting close.